I see you. Have you held yourself? I see the light.
That's the revolutionary Jay Hooper leading the opening song of the self-care retreat held at Ohio University called I Quit. Jay is a humanist clergy leader and is currently a PhD student in the interdisciplinary arts program at Ohio University. Jay has been practicing from a very young age. He grew up in the Pentecostal church, where he learned how to preach through emulating others.
So I've been doing this call since I was 13. I've always felt the call. It actually comes out of me naturally.
Jay's call to be a preacher is very much intertwined with his identity as a Two-Spirit. For Jay, who is an Afro-Indigenous native and part of the Pamunkey tribe in Virginia, being a Two-Spirit means being able to identify with any gender pronoun.
To be a Two-Spirit is very interesting because it is a prophetic call. Two-Spirit individuals were prophetic voices within the community that actually asserted their voices through also sensuality, and their sensuality held their prophecy. In addition to that, not only did it hold this prophecy, but it held communal victory and liberation. And so I see myself as that.
Jay is not the only transgender clergy who is called to be a prophet. Alex Shanks, a lay minister in the United Methodist Church in Columbus, Ohio, has also answered the call to be a prophet.
My personal call is to be a prophet to the church, to the Christian church and the Christian faith around the issue of LGBTQ inclusion.
Alex is currently serving that call outside of the church. Now, the only work he does directly within the church is organizing with the Reconciling Ministries Network, but his day job is as a project and field director for Equality Ohio.
And I've been comfortable with that because I also believe that's the call of the prophet. In scripture, it's hard for prophets to exist inside religious institutions, and we see that throughout the Bible, that many prophets will kind of have one foot in and one foot out, if they even have one foot in at all. But they're always speaking to and addressing the people who are part of the institution.
Jay Hooper no longer has one foot in the institutional church because he was pushed out when he was diagnosed with HIV.
That was one of the things that honestly also had me kind of removed from the Christian church. So immediately, as soon as that was put into play, it was very quick the following week, they removed my license. I was no longer ordained.
Stripped of his Christian community, Jay soon found sanctuary in the house ball community. The house ball community is largely made up of queer and trans people. They use dance and lip singing and other performance art to create a community.
It became my sanctuary. It became my worship. I realized with being in this community that there was so much love there that I caught the spirit.
For Jay, queer community became his church. Today, he is a humanist clergy. Humanism is a tradition for those who are non-theistic, atheist, agnostic, or free-thinking.
And we are an organization and a religious organization for those who do not have a religion at all. So it's a very unique position to be in, to work with people who actually just want to be in community, and they are worried about ethics and how to do the right thing.
Jay's church is not confined to a building, but instead it is wherever he finds community. Jay's queer identity has allowed him to reimagine his faith, and the same goes for Alex. His trans identity and spiritual journey has reshaped his view on God. It has allowed him to think of God as a gender-neutral being, which implies that God could also create gender-neutral beings.
When I think about who God is, my mind and my spirit is more open to the possibilities that take God outside of these boxes that we just naturally put God in, so outside of this box of gender.
Do what you do, let your light shine through.
I want people to be in this space and actually see themselves and enjoy themselves. Show up unapologetically.
Back at the retreat, Jay's message of showing up unapologetically is a message about finding pride in your identity. And in a world where trans people are often shamed for who they are, it is a powerful message of finding belonging in yourself.
My pride is situated in the unapologetic truth. And I believe that as soon as we get to a place where we can be truthful, we never have to hide who we are.
Light shine through, light shine through, light shine through, light shine through.
For Sagu Wismath and Delaney Murray, I'm Michael Cromer reporting for The Outlet.
Shine through, light shine through.